What the Bible Can Tell Us About Knowing God's Will, written by Christina Fox and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Have you ever had to make an important decision and felt stuck as to what to do? Perhaps you stood at a crossroads with two paths before you, and you didn't know which one to take. Theologians often refer to God's will in terms of His sovereign will and His perceptive or revealed will. God's sovereign will refers to the fact that He ordains all things. Everything is under His control, including every detail of our lives. Nothing can or will happen outside of His will. He is never surprised or taken off guard by what happens. Whatever choice we make, we can be sure it is God's will. We don't know His plan for us tomorrow, next week, or next year. His secret will is not for us to know. But as believers, we can take great comfort in the doctrine of God's sovereignty. Whatever decisions we make, we can be assured that God will use them for our good and His glory. So, what should we do when we have to make a difficult decision? First, we need to know where wisdom is found. God's word tells us that wisdom originates in Him. He is the source and fountain of wisdom. John 1:14 tells us that God's word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is wisdom incarnate. Isaiah prophesied about Him, saying, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord." Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that Christ is our wisdom, saying, "And because of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption." He says something similar in Colossians 3:2 when he says, "Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." So when we have a decision to make, we need to turn to God's word. As we read and study, we can ask ourselves, is this choice sinful? By choosing this, am I doing something God has told me not to do, or failing to do something God has told me to do? Does it conflict with God's calling or my life? Another question to ask is, will this choice bring God glory? Will it honor Him? We can also ask ourselves, what does the Bible tell me about Christ, who He is, and what He has done? We can be assured that as we study the Word, and as our minds are conformed to it, we will discern what God's will is. Secondly, we should always seek God in prayer about our decisions. We should ask for wisdom and discernment. We should ask that our choices and actions bring Him glory. As Jesus taught us, we should pray that God's will would be done. Third, we should ask others who are wise in the Word to advise us in making decisions. God has not left us alone. He's given us brothers and sisters in the body of Christ who can give us the wisdom they have gleaned from Scripture. Many older and wiser believers have had to make difficult decisions in their lives, and there is much we can learn from them. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Proverbs 15:22. I remember a college professor once talking to our class about choosing between A and B. In the example he gave, it was a choice between attending two colleges. He said that if a choice is not sinful, if we had prayed and sought God's word for wisdom, as well as the wisdom of others, then we just make a choice. We simply move forward. We trust that God will use the decision for His glory. We rest in His sovereign control over all things. We remember the gospel and who we are in Christ, and know that nothing can separate us from His love for us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.